Local Government Minister Danielle Alain is coming to Sackville Town Hall this Friday to meet with councillors and representatives from Sackville, Dorchester, and surrounding areas, but the meeting will be closed to the public. News of the private meeting with Alain was shared Monday night at Sackville Town Council's monthly discussion meeting after Councillor Bill Evans prompted Mayor Sean Michaud to mention it. The mayor had just finished his public update on the amalgamation process without mentioning the meeting with the minister.
Deputy Mayor Black, was there anything that I'm missing there? Was there anything else that... Okay. So, no. Oh, Councillor Evans.
Well, I was just going to ask, were you going to mention the meeting coming up on May 6th?
Yeah. The Minister Alain's office has reached out and has requested a meeting with members of council, members of Dorchester Council, and the other members who participate on the Elected Officials Advisory Committee. It won't be a public meeting. It'll be a private meeting with the minister. So, and if there's, I guess that's what's going on there.
Secrecy has been a hallmark of the amalgamation process so far, though the appointed facilitator in the process, Chad Peters, is authorized with creating a new budget and employment structure for the new Entity 40. He is not authorized to speak with media. Ever since the forced amalgamation was announced, neither Alain nor Peters has held a meeting open to citizens of the future Entity 40. That doesn't sit right with some town councillors. Councillor Sabine Dietz told council on Monday that she would sit out the meeting in protest. In an interview Tuesday, Dietz said she would consider going if the meeting was opened up to the public.
I'm 100% in agreement that these meetings should not be in private, behind closed doors. And we've tried to do that as a council through our municipal reform meetings to keep things out in the open. And now this is being tried to do behind closed doors. I do understand it's a minister's meeting. I do understand he can do what he wants, really. But I also think the community, it's owed, we all owe it to the communities to have this out in public. And, you know, if there's discontent and dissent and if people speak out or councillors speak out, then that is fair enough as well. The minister needs to hear that this is not all fine and dandy now. It is not. It's not. It's simply not.
Dietz says she has requested a special meeting of council to discuss the issue, though that requires approval from at least four councillors and timing is tight. Councillor Bill Evans has also decided to sit out the meeting with Alain in protest. In an open letter to the minister distributed on Tuesday, Evans recapped his well-documented frustration and disappointment with the forced amalgamation of Sackville, the lack of consultation once the white paper was released, and the decision to ignore the province's own guidelines on representation by population. He concluded his letter wondering what the point of a private meeting with the minister would be at this time. Minister Alain is due at Town Hall on Friday morning. The meeting's agenda has not been distributed in advance, but it will be a relatively short one, with just 1 hour set aside to meet with councillors from Sackville, Dorchester, as well as representatives from surrounding local service districts. On Monday night, CAO Jamie Burke